Hi, this is Julie Carter, Vice President for Mission Services, and I'm so pleased to bring you this installment of Word and Deed, where we visit with colleagues from around St. Mary's healthcare system to hear their experience working within our ministry. Today, I invite you to listen in on a conversation that I had with Brandy Wood, one of our colleagues at St. Mary's Sacred Heart Hospital. I think you'll hear many elements of our core values and our mission in listening to her describe her experience working at Sacred Heart. Enjoy. I ask people to just start with kind of your name and your role and about how long you've been with St. Mary's, and then you can take it away.
My name is Brandy Wood, and I'm employed with St. Mary's Sacred Heart Hospital in the outpatient rehab department. As part of patient access. I've been with St. Mary's for 17 years now, and I'm very thankful and blessed to be a part of St. Mary's team. There's so many stories and so many things that I could share, but one thing that stands out to me the most is here at St. Mary's, we stop every morning to pray, not only for patients, but also for staff. And that is something most employees are not able to do in this day and time. So I am grateful. St. Mary's is also very good about giving back to the community in many ways, like fundraisers, for example. And we get to be a part of that, which means a lot, because for me, this is not just a job, it is a ministry. Another thing that stands out is the friendships we build as co-workers. We are a team. We become very close through the years. I have laughed and cried with my co-workers as I would my family. In fact, one coworker in particular has always called me her third daughter, and I've always called her my second mom. She is very dear to my heart, and that is just one example of many. Not only do I cherish my friendships with coworkers, but I also cherish the friendships I have made with patients. Although there are many patient stories, the one that stands out is when we had a patient that had a stroke and was barely able to come for therapy visits, but on his last day of discharge, he brought his guitar and played as he, his wife, and the whole department sang Christmas carols during lunch break. I feel that it is my job to be sure every person I come in contact with has the best experience possible. It may be something as small as just being the first smile they see, offering a cup of coffee while they wait, helping them find where they need to be, or just being a listening ear when needed. Or it could be something bigger, like not taking no for an answer when the insurance company does not want to cover their need, but you know they need it, so you keep fighting to get them covered and somehow win, which is an awesome feeling. I feel that God has placed me here at St. Mary's for a purpose, so I will continue to do all that I can daily to be sure that purpose is fulfilled to the best of my ability.
I think that is tremendous. And what I love about your story is that it was kind of at every level of relationship, like starting with yourself and this sense of purpose that it's the right fit for you, but then extending out to colleagues and then patients and then even the broader community in which Sacred Heart, you know, operates. And I mean, what a beautiful series of circles radiating out from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Like from you. I think that's amazing.
And there's several, but I just tried to pick out the ones that just kind of stood out to me the most.
Yeah. You know, it occurs to me as I sit here and I see the people coming in who are, you know, whether it's post-surgery or, you know, aging issues, you know, they're working through some disabilities, you know, some diminished capability.
Right.
And how hard that must be for some people. And yet, to feel that they're embraced into like this supportive, welcoming environment, I think must be part of the healing.
And that's another story too. I've worked in different areas of the hospital and did different positions, but this one, that's the part that truly does bless me about this position. I feel in my heart, even though I've been in different areas and down different paths, this is the location for me because I see that. And it is so rewarding to see somebody come in and then how they are when they leave. I mean, it's just totally rewarding and such a blessing, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I don't know if you realize this, but you, in so many ways, touched on so many different core values in your story, you know, in terms of reverence and justice with dealing with the insurance companies and getting help, advocating for somebody for what is rightfully theirs. And goodness knows that's a battle, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That can be daunting for someone who doesn't know the industry.
Right.
So that's pretty amazing.
That's another way you can kind of go that extra mile to make sure they get what they need. So.
Yeah. I think we're really lucky to have you.
Thank you. It's like I'm lucky to be here.
Yeah. And you said a word that I hear a lot, which is family. You know, this sense of family in, you know, meaning we care as much for the people we work with and work for as if they were our family members. And I think that's pretty extraordinary. You know, it's not just a business.
Right. And we're around them a lot. I mean, with therapy, they sometimes come 2-3 times a week. And so you do, you build those friendships, and they're not just a number.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's really great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
How's it been for you during this past year? Has it been a hard year?
It has, but this too shall pass. I've been fortunate that my family's been pretty lucky through this.
Good. So I'm really glad to hear that.